the Weekend.
Good to have you along for another hour of the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, the man who has made food and making sensible choices when it comes to food his life's goal. He started out as a youngster, as a man. He looks back on his youth and understands why he went down the road that he did. He likes to eat.
Didn't we all start out as youngsters, though?
I think we did, as a matter of fact. I hope that's the case.
I think so.
Yeah. Supermarketnews.com, a great place to go. Phil has a great sense of humor. He has a great sense of self. He has a great sense of you and what you need to know about food. Every weekday at DougSteffen.com, we have a number of posts that come from the various experts who are associated with our program, and certainly supermarket guru Phil Lempert is an expert. This week, we posted what you needed to know about choosing warm weather wines. And because more and more supermarkets are selling wines, and because more and more people are interested for medicinal reasons, I'm even there. Somebody said to me, I need to start drinking a good red wine, a glass, at night before I go to bed. And, you know, all I can think of when I think of wine, this is how unsophisticated I am, is Mogan David and Ripple. And so this is just like.
Doug, we got to get you out more into supermarkets.
I know. I have to spend more time in Santa Monica with you, Phil. That's what I have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. All right. So what do you advise people? Because the weather we've had, we're having quite good weather around the country. You're in Puerto Rico for a special food conference that I want to talk about. It's usually pretty hot down there most of the year, but certainly this time of year. And so as people are focused on warm weather, maybe they're drinking outside at a barbecue, is there a difference in the kinds of wines that are available and people's preferences?
Oh, there is, certainly. But keep in mind that over the summer, we tend to gravitate more towards the various white varietals. But here's the disclaimer that I want to make sure everybody hears. When it's hot out, you're more dehydrated. And if you have a glass of wine, you know, and normally you're inside and it doesn't affect you, if you're outside, it might give you that little extra buzz. So my recommendation is, no matter what kind of wine you're going to have in the summer, always either eat or drink something first. Have some water beforehand, because otherwise you could have a glass of wine, and even though wine is low in alcohol, it just might hit you like a brick. Mm-hmm. So be careful when you're drinking outside, even for beer. Beer and wine, you know, and beer is a big summer favorite as well. But keep in mind that, truthfully, what you've got is you've got a whole different situation going on with your body temperature, and the wine, you know, is going to feel stronger.
All right. So wine, you need to be conscious of how you're drinking it, not necessarily just what you are drinking. And you're right.
Yes, and you shouldn't be afraid of wine. You know, I know a lot of people who say, oh, well, I want to be a wine expert. Nah, drink what you like, you know. Yeah. And if it's Ripple or if it's Thunderbird, you know, good for you.
More,
you know,
power
any
to.
Green Spring, still out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, wine should be something you enjoy. I go out to dinner occasionally with friends who are these big wine aficionados. They have to bring a bottle of wine to the restaurant, stuff like that. This stuff's horrible, you know.
I think it's whenever my daughter is probably the best wine connoisseur I know outside of Jennifer Horn, who's on my Monday through Friday program. She and her father are great wine experts. What do they call them? Sommeliers or whatever the
sommeliers.
Okay. So anyway, they take great pride in looking through dozens of bottles of wine and picking out this one. You don't have to go through all of that. There are lots of great places to get wines. And I'm betting in some of the bigger supermarkets, there are probably people who know a good deal about wine that you can consult with. Aren't there some of the big stores that sell?
Some of the stores do, but supermarkets are going to have some of the best prices of wines. If you really want to learn about wine, you know, either go online or go to an independent wine shop, but then go to the supermarket to buy it. And I'll give you my rule of thumb. You know, I'm the anti-wine snob. I will never pay more, and again, this is in California, not New York,
right,
but I will never pay more than probably $8.99 for a bottle of wine.
Really?
I can get great wines from California that are under that.
Remember that song, Bottle of Wine, True to the Vine? Is that for the other
No, don't remember that. No.
You never help me when it comes to things. You
never.
You're obnoxious.
Not when you're singing. When you're singing.
Coming up in a few minutes, William Kanitz, who is from Scoring Ag. We're going to talk about a new pilot beef traceability program. The government is all about trying to keep its eye on what you're eating, where it's coming from. Let's see if this is a program that makes some sense. And then later on, there's some misleading information that needs to be straightened out. We're talking always about food, its sources, your supply, et cetera, with supermarket guru Phil Lempert. Here's a another thing that we specialized in this week, spectrum to another. You have a lot of very interesting information on avocados available this week. This is something that is an extraordinarily healthy, very, very healthy vegetable. Some people call it a fruit, though. Is it a fruit or a vegetable, an avocado?
Excuse me. It's actually a fruit.
It is a fruit.
If it has a pit.
Yep.
If it has a pit, it's a fruit.
Do you want me to give you
a... And also, keep in mind that that avocados are in season now. You can make your own guacamole. They're just, you know, the ultimate in health, as you say.
Yeah.
And it's one of those great products that there are certain people who just don't go near it and don't go near guacamole. And it's okay because it leaves more for me.
Well, there's a certain texture. People are texturists.
Absolutely. It's all about mouthfeel. Yep.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like a peach skin. When you put it in your mouth, some people are okay with it and some people are, oh, I don't want to have that fuzz in my mouth. That's why.
That's what you've got these companies who do nothing but worry about the mouthfeel of whether it's a potato chip. And I interviewed a guy in London, and his whole business is focused on mouthfeel, and he's working on with one of the soda companies. I don't know if it's Coke or Pepsi, but the sound and the taste of the bubbles in a cola. And his project is to make the sound and the taste of the bubbles make you believe that it has less calories.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty fascinating, isn't it, huh?
It is.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend, brought to you by the folks that are responsible for helping you start off your day with a yummy egg. Eggs, a good source of all natural high-quality protein, provide a steady source of energy. Now, here's a new use. The new use for eggs this week. My dog Charlotte had a little problem with her daily routine and got a little bit jammed up, and then she got a little diarrhea. So the vet said the very best thing to give her was either a scrambled egg or a poached egg. It was something in the quality of an egg that will harden her up. And I did it, and it worked perfectly well. So those of you who have doggies, they have problems. Eggs are great for dogs. If they're good for you, because of the protein, they're going to be good for your dog as well. So don't deprive your dog any more than you ought to deprive yourself of an egg in the morning. A great way to start your day. And maybe you share a little of your egg with your dog, or maybe make your dog his or her own egg. But very, very healthy. Breakfast that contains eggs help you stay full longer, energize. That's what these are about. That's why they're great snacks, because there's so much energy in the egg. Good source of all natural, high-quality protein, lots of essential vitamins and minerals, 70 calories, 15 cents. How do you beat it? You do not. The best nutrient bank for your buck comes from an egg, and they're all around the world. We're concerned about our country. The eggs that come here now are the improvement in the way the eggs are presented. And they're all different kinds. I at my store have free-range eggs, and there are all kinds of organic eggs you can get, and the regular eggs. But if you don't have them around, you can't use them. So make sure that you, when you go to the store next time or wherever you procure your food, get yourself the really good source of protein. And if you want to check out what's there around the country, why don't you go to theincredibleegg.org, which is the home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Nothing says summertime fun like s'mores. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The delicious combination of Hershey's milk chocolate, crisp graham crackers, and gooey marshmallows has been a treat for decades. This summer, Hershey's encourages families to share photos of their favorite s'mores memories for the chance to win s'mores-themed prizes. Enter the Say S'mores contest at facebook.com/Hershey's and learn about more fun ways to enjoy s'mores anytime. As Emily McCann, co-founder of the award-winning web community The Motherhood, says, s'mores are the perfect snack for making lasting memories.
S'mores are a great family activity because everyone can get involved. The little ones can assemble the graham crackers and chocolate as the older kids and adults roast the marshmallows. Then everyone can enjoy this tasty treat together.
Remember, s'mores aren't just for camping anymore. They're easy to make on the grill when wrapped in aluminum foil. And you can sweeten any vacation or summer outing by making s'mores and creating new family traditions.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
19 past the hour, Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, who is at a special food conference in Puerto Rico. What's the focus there, Phil?
Well, it's called MITA, and same way we've got a supermarket conference in the States, this one is focused just on Puerto Rican supermarkets. You've got all the major brands here, whether it's P&G or Kraft or even the local Puerto Rican suppliers, if you would. It's the largest annual conference here. I spoke there yesterday and to share with them some of my thoughts about consumer trends, what's going on. Mm-hmm. Met with the Secretary of Consumer Affairs, met with the Secretary of Agriculture. And the interesting thing about Puerto Rico that most people don't realize, besides being a great ag state, you've got a major problem here where the cost of food, basically because it is an island, because of transportation, is the same as you would find in the States, yeah. But you've got a per capita income that's about half mm-hmm. of what it is in the States. Yeah. So clearly, you know, it's much more value-oriented for shoppers and everything that they can do to save money, but there's a stigma to using coupons. So they right. refuse to use coupons no matter what the savings would be.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. All right, so Phil is in Puerto Rico. We're going to meet William McKenitz, and we'll talk about this new pilot beef traceability program, Following Your Food. Where does it come from? Up next.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Toasted jam, bread and butter, food. That's the focus with our supermarket guru. Also, PhilsFoodSense.org is a good website. There are all kinds of things that are connected together, starting with the supermarket guru.com, supermarketnews.com. If you go to DougStefan.com, click on Phil's picture in the contributor and co-host box. You'll get yourself into that information. Before we leave, we were talking about wines a minute ago and how to buy them. One of the things you also wrote this week was how wine and beer may help delay dementia. And that's one of the reasons that people are, that's frankly one of the reasons I'm interested in drinking a glass of wine, because it has a medicinal impact, or it could have a beneficial impact. And I think it's pretty clear that if you have a glass a day, it's certainly not going to hurt you. I think that's pretty clear, Phil. Don't you think that's clear?
Absolutely. If you look at all the science, all the research, and I'm not talking about recent, but over the past 25 years, it shows you that drinking alcohol in moderation, and moderation is the key, is very healthy for cardiovascular health, for this latest report that came out about dementia. We need to keep our blood flowing. We need to keep our body moving. And unfortunately, unlike centuries ago where we were out there, we were hunting for our food, we were gathering, we were walking all the time, we've become very sedentary. So yeah. A lot of the researchers point to the fact that we need something to replace that activity, you know, our insides. Yeah. And wine and alcohol seems to be doing that for us. So, you know, have a drink a day. For men, you can have up to two drinks a day, but that's about it. When you go over that, when you're having three or four or five drinks a day, then the results are just the opposite, much more harmful.
Right. And by the way, we were talking to a fellow with Dr. Ken earlier on. This fellow was 31 or 32 years old, and he was wondering why he wasn't feeling well. Turns out he doesn't have any exercise at all, eats horribly. The only exercise he has is carrying his laptop around and sex. That's it. So, I mean, what does the guy expect is going to happen to his body?
Well, and especially if he's having sex with his laptop, that's not real exercise. I'm sorry. That's not. Right. That's not the same.
William Knitz is the president of Scoring Ag. Mr. Knitz has been a farmer, a seed company owner, manufacturer of livestock equipment, the inventor of a high-tech drying wagon. Now, I'm going to stop there, because Mr. Knitz, a lot of people won't know what that is. I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts. And so I'm interested, obviously, in a lot of the things that come from your background.
Sure.
But I'm betting Phil doesn't know. Well, that's probably not true, because Phil's grandfather's a farmer. You know what a a drying wagon is, Phil?
Well, Phil's I can tell you what a drying wagon
yeah,
is.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Knitz. What's a drying
wagon?
Yeah, absolutely
William
not.
William Knitz here from Scoring Ag. And good morning, Phil. Yeah, a drying wagon is used where high moisture conditions are happen during the process of harvesting, and you need to dry that particular product down to food grade quality.
Yep. Now you've authored a manual for drying beans and stuff here. You've also worked on this pilot beef traceability program at Scoring Ag. What is that all about? How does that work?
Well, Michigan State University, Dr. Buskirk, wanted to investigate the science of traceability for beef from the farm to the plate.
Is it a science?
It is a science because one of the problems is it's a fairly technical problem along the way is trying to find all the places that that piece of maybe two steaks in a package travel during their time from when the animal was born, it was fed correctly, harvested correctly, and then merchandised in a grocery store on a shelf with eye appeal that someone would want to pick up and take home with them to put on the grill.
All right, so, Phil, you know what RFID numbers are, right?
Well, not numbers. RFID is a chip.
Well, yes. But there's a number associated with that chip has an ID. The animal is traced through whatever numerical connection. As let's say this number, with cows, we have ear tags, or dairy cows, we have ear tags, and that's their traceability number. This is a chip that's supposed to be put, but I mean, it identifies the cow as some kind of number.
Right.
I'm under the impression that I'm in. A lot of the dairy farmers, the smaller farmers, I don't know about the beef people, Mr. Knitz, are opposed to this. Purely because it requires so much record keeping and is so expensive to do. There's great pushback in the dairy industry, as a matter of fact, and I am one who would be, I'm not interested in having this. It's a voluntary thing. I don't want to go through all of this stuff because I know where my cows come from.
Right,
I have a closed herd, and I'm, you know. So there's this whole business back again with a big guy versus a little guy as part of the conversation, right?
No, not in this particular case, because one of the technologies of Scoring Ag is, you know, that hanging tag on your cow's ear?
Yes.
We don't necessarily have to use RFID. We can use the hanging tag. We can use barcodes and brands. We even can use a picture of the animal. Our database, which is a Unix database, actually has multiple levels of ID in it, and it's a technical system of if I'm missing one ID, let's say your animal lost its tag, you may have other how old it was. It was a bull, cow, half, deer, you know, depending on the process. But when that animal came to market, you have a majority of its IDs left, and it's always easy to track that animal.
All right, let's talk about what the consumer benefits from this program in a moment as we continue focusing on this pilot beef traceability program here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now 33 after the hour, second half hour of our visitation with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru who's in attendance from a major food conference being held in Puerto Rico this weekend. We have his expertise. We also are talking with William Knitz, who's the president of Scoring Ag. We are talking about identification numbers, being able to trace beef and beef products, and how it will benefit, Phil, the average consumer. So I'll let you ask those questions because you're the consumer guy.
And I think that's the bottom line. You know, when consumers pick up a newspaper or listen to us on the radio or see on TV where there's products that are recalled, 5 million pounds of ground beef recalled, and people wonder why it takes so long, you know, 2 months, 3 months after an incident happens, we hear about it. By then, you know, it's been mostly consumed, and then they have to go on this trail to find products. So I guess my question is, this beta test going to speed up that whole process and give us better intelligence when it comes to food safety issues?
Yes, this is definitely a food safety issue, and it does speed it up because even at the grocer level, when in the case, they can actually search out and not miss any of the labeled products. You know, this day and age, we have a lot of case already labeled products that come right directly from the packer. This grocery store doesn't necessarily, this day and age, have a meat butcher in the back room. And so in this case here, we're looking at how we get the added value for the consumer out there on the retailer shelf. And Michigan State asked us, they said they wanted to do a pilot program, and which has been very successful so far. Dr. Buskirk said he couldn't be any more excited than this. And
Wow, what have they found? What is the program netting?
What they found is that they can take all those different IDs, the hanging tag and everything, and put it into Scoring Ag's database, and it produces a 2D data matrix barcode, the square barcode you see on all your mail.
Yep.
And they can actually put that on the sales or on the sticker on your package of meat. And by reading that with a iPhone or some of these new phones, Androids, smartphones, you can pull up the information.
Well, but the information is one thing. One of the things that always happens with the government, the overreaction to things, Phil just pointed out, they're too slow to come around and fix the problem or deal with it. And then when they do, they overreach and overreact. There may be a recall of 5 million pounds of beef, but does it all need to be recalled? Does this help that? Can you identify, once we know what the problem is with a particular batch, can this go back down through and may identify the animal or the source? But if somebody's already bought it, then, you know, how do they know that this is from that batch?
Well, in this case here, of course, you know, some of the stores that we have in the industry now in the retail actually can help the tracking on what you buy, because they have their own database of what that consumer bought. So that's a reverse there. But in this case, it's easy because of the SSEID code that is put on each package of meat, and this would be able to help the people that was looking for the problem find each one of the handlers along the way. You know, there is no safe place along the way in a chain if someone is using unsanitary conditions or didn't wash their hands or wrong equipment or didn't sanitize.
But whatever. If somebody is at home, they've bought a pound of hamburger and they threw the wrapper away, and they heard this announcement of $5 million of hamburger being recalled. At the end of the day, they don't know where the beef came from.
No, and you know, not necessarily. I mean, even garbage is picked up, you know, once a week. It's not too hard to quick look in your garbage container for that wrapper and visit on there. It's about like looking at a pizza, you know. How many products are in a pizza? Well, guess what? I threw the wrapper away, but I got to find the temperature I'm supposed to cook it at. Well, it's pretty. People will find. They can find it. That's where a lot of our information is stored, is in garbage, and it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. But in this case here, it's available if you still have that on hand.
I'm chuckling, Phil.
I know. But the reality is that you all have a personal responsibility, you know, to cook things properly to the right temperature, especially
right.
If we're dealing with E. coli and other bacteria. So when it comes to beef in particular, again, you know, forget about medium rare, forget about raw, forget about, you know, steak tartare. It's medium to medium well, just as a precaution, because we don't know. And again, so many times we hear about these food recalls 3 months, 4 months after it was discovered, and, you know, until we've got systems like this in place that can trace problems within 24 hours or 48 hours, frankly, you know, we're screwed.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the things, 24 to 48 hours, and in our system runs instantaneously, so we're looking at about 2 seconds of putting the code in, and we do a trace within 2 seconds. That's why Scoring Ag is so famous, and we're kind of the benchmark in the world here of fast traceback because it does name all the product hammers along the way.
Mm. Well, how does this work in terms of imported beef or imported processed
whatever? Well, we have, you know, 50% of our trim in this country here is imported from countries like Brazil, Argentina, Australia. It comes in here as a product that's 50% lean and 50% fat, and this is where that some of the new FDA's FSMA rule, FSMA there, will take effect. It's already, because now they have to test this meat or product, and of course we have a lot of pushback from the meat industry.
Yeah, but trim is the reference to meat that's been partially butchered, right, and prepared?
Yeah, it's actually cut off of steaks and things that might have been prime meat, you know, that you never know where the trim's going to come from because some country might have ordered, they wanted Hilton steaks. Mm-hmm. And then in this case here, there was trim that will produce a Hilton steak. And we just never know where trim comes from.
Yeah, and it could be in a McDonald's hamburger by the time it gets to the end of the line.
Yeah, then they would use that with lean beef animals here, well-raised beef animals, and then they would put that in to come up with a 72% mix or an 80% mix or a 90% mix.
Pretty intricate stuff. All right. Well, thank you for explaining it to us, Mr. Knitz. William Knitz is the president of Scoring Ag, the new pilot program to trace beef where it comes from, being held at the University of Michigan. Thank you. Or is it Michigan State? I guess it's Michigan State.
State University.
Huh? Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. It's 19 before the hour. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. In a moment, we're going to talk about what may be missing from your supermarket cart or your plate. What are you looking? You don't know, maybe. This is the important part of this.
That's why it's missing.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know.
We're going to help you find it, whatever it is, in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on for investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
At 15 before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here as he usually is, and we're talking about food and the various ancillary things that you need to consider, hopefully will help you consider with this useful info. There's a study out this week from the National Academy of Sciences about binge eating and how it may be at this focus on alcohol. We were just talking about it a few minutes ago. People get high on alcohol and drugs. Apparently, binge eaters get high by eating a lot. Can you imagine yourself in a circumstance like that, Phil?
I can't. However, when you really think about it, I remember, you know, at times where you might have, you know, a fabulous sugar-laden dessert that you just sit there and you eat the whole. Wow, you know, that's really great. You know, when it comes to binge eating, whether it's sugar or sodium, you know, those are the things that give us those natural highs, and especially sugars. Yep. So, you know, it's not a surprise to me, but people get addicted to those sensations, if you would. Again, you see these kids eating, you know, two or three Snickers bars in a row.
Right.
That's not about being satisfied. That's about a sugar high.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. This is the anniversary. On this date in 1881, a patron who came into Edward Berner's drugstore sat down at the soda fountain counter and asked to have a couple of scoops of ice cream and then some nuts on it and a topping and whipped cream. the first time ever a sundae was created. Speaking about loving this sort of thing, there are a lot of people coming to my dairy store where we serve ice cream. They want four scoops of different ice cream. They want two different toppings. They want to have nuts and jimmies, and then they want whipped cream. Do you know how much I do realize, as much as it hurts me to say this, how bad that is for you? Eating
oh, it's horrible. And
again,
talk about a sugar high.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember in the New York area, there was an ice cream chain called Jan's.
Yeah.
And people would go there, and they would have an ice cream, and I forgot, you know, the price of it or how many scoops it was, but it was called the kitchen sink. Mm. And it would come out in this huge silver bowl. The silver bowls, diameter had to be at 20, and it was maybe 8 inches deep.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 or 30 scoops of ice cream in there. And
oh.
You would see people go there, two people, who would go there and eat that entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Poor Sarah Wally, who's listening to this, is probably having a conniption at the moment. Miss Wally is a registered dietitian Sarah Wally, you were reading an article that Phil wrote, and it piqued your interest. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. As you just mentioned, I am a registered dietitian, and I'm not sure if your listeners know, but the new federal food guide icon was released earlier last month, and it's called My Plate. And people may be familiar with My Pyramid, which was the existing food guide icon that's been around for the past two decades. But now we have a new food guide icon that is trying to, you know, help Americans eat healthier and give them sort of a model to do that.
The problem is, though, Sarah, isn't it that not a lot of people pay attention to this? It's just another bunch of government gobbledygook.
Yeah, absolutely. I think particularly today, people are just inundated with so much information, specifically about what to eat. You know, there's a new study that comes out, you know, every 15 minutes. So
right.
I think there's a lot of confusion out there.
Phil?
Yeah.
We got a bad connection to you. We have a bad connection to you in Puerto Rico. So let's see if, Michael, we can trace that back and see what's what and who's who. Let me get a couple of things from Ms. Wally here. Basically, what you're focusing on, if I understand it, is how to find what is missing. And how do you know it's missing if you don't, I guess, it's like which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. If you don't know it's missing, why would you go looking?
Sure, absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, you know, the new plate icon is replacing the old pyramid. And, you know, there's one thing that's sort of noticeably missing. And, you know, unlike the previous icon, which showed, you know, the dairy group, the grains group, fruits and vegetables and proteins, they also had a section in there for, you know, guidance on fats and oils.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not visually represented on the new plate. So I think there's a potential for, you know, consumers to be a little bit confused. I mean, we're telling people to eat, you know, lots more whole grains. You know, there's direct guidance to make half of your plate fruits and vegetables. But, you know, I think there's a big gap in that educational message. You know, it's certainly important that Americans eat more vegetables and eat more whole grains. But, you know, let's be honest, when's the last time, you know, you ate a dry baked potato or a dry salad?
Right. Not going to happen. But
yeah,
no.
So I think, you know, if you go out to dinner and you grab, you know, that hearty warm roll from the bread basket and you think you're doing a great thing for yourself and then you load it with butter, you know, the question is, you know, if you're making all of these healthier choices and then adding ingredients that provide a hefty serving of saturated fat, are you really doing yourself any favors?
All right, but what's the use of this icon that we're talking about? Why, I mean, it's not going to come to you on the potato skin at the restaurant.
Sure. And I think, you know, what the plate is really meant to be is a template. And it's a template for, you know, how to build your meals. So it's splitting the plate up and showing you, you know, the main sections that you should be eating. So you should be eating fruits and vegetables.
Right. Okay. So it's the business of you got to eat X amount of fruits and vegetables every day. Just a different way of telling the same story, in a sense. The My Plate it helps you pick up on info that you may not have had before. All right. Thank you, Ms. Wally.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, the supermarket guru is Phil Lempert. You ought to go to supermarketguru.com for his hits and misses that are delivered every week to your inbox. What are some of the hits and misses that you reviewed this new product, Phil, in his office in Santa Monica? I remember going in there and the stuff everywhere. He's inundated with new products because people want his review, because he'll maybe talk about it on the Today Show or on ABC or on in PBS or any of the number of connections that he has to The View. So they want to get into at least his, they want to get into his sphere and see if he says, yep, I like this, or no, I don't. But at least they get the attention.
Well, first I'm going to give you a no, I don't. New from Lean Cuisine, which is an old, idea, which, and you know, Lean Cuisine put together a brand new one, but with a slight different twist. It's called the Lean Cuisine Garden Vegetable Dip with Pita Bread. So it's something that you make yourself, obviously. It's a snack. There's two servings, two bowls, and two pieces of pita bread in there. You know, they're talking about you know, all the good health and all the good nutrition. The problem is, and it got a 69, it's pretty tasteless. And yeah, we've got to understand that if we want, you know, good food and we want to be able to eat something worthwhile, it's got to taste good. Another miss for the week is Oscar Mayer Lunchables combinations with fruit, extra cheesy pizza flavor. So this is one of those things that you put all together yourself, the old Lunchables. So, but they're adding fruit, and their idea is that if we add fruit, you know, kids are going to like it, or kids are actually going to love it, and they're going to do it. But again, it's stupid because, you know, pizza should be cooked. So these are little round, doughy thingamabobs that you then put, you know, cold tomato sauce, cold cheese on. That's a pizza? I don't think so. And just by putting a little bowl of dull fruit with it doesn't make it healthy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Something else is going on this week that I want you, I'm sure you know about this, the National Leafy Green Marketing Agreement. Have you heard about National Leafy Green Marketing Agreement?
Absolutely.
How do you read that? It's because it sort of falls on the on the footsteps of the Food Safety Modernization Act, and it's more confusion for the FDA and the USDA as far as I can see. But what do you read into this?
Well, you know, here's our system is broken as it comes to defining how much money to add to certain commodities in order to give those commodities advertising and marketing dollars to get consumers to buy those foods. Now, obviously, corn, wheat, you know, leafy greens, and so on. The problem is, in my opinion, that none of this money, or National Cattlemen's Beef Association, none of this money should actually be there to be used as that. Whatever happened to just companies being able to promote their products?
Yeah.
You know, based on that, if you take out, you know, these checkoff programs, we've wasted, I don't know, $100 million on posters that go into supermarkets that say, you know, five a day, nine a day, eat more vegetables. You know, it's not about that. Let the free market system be able to advertise properly without the government, you know, bucket of money being there to help.
Yeah. This is a federal, another one of these federal programs. There's a comment period until the 28th of July, so you as a consumer can write to the USDA to urge them to reject this proposal because it just is another – it adds on to – you heard me last year go off and on the Food Safety Enhancement Act or Modernization, whatever they called it, that was passed. It hasn't been funded, but they still can mess things up kind of, and this is a – sort of a USDA way of doing the same thing, in essence. And we pointed this out before. You can go down the supermarket aisle, and on one side of the aisle is chicken broth, which is regulated by the USDA. Other side of the aisle is beef broth, which is regulated by the FDA. Beef is regulated by one agency, chicken by another. I mean, what is the mind? Does anybody have any common sense? And when we talk about how much money we are in the hole here, how many government programs overlap, there are four agencies that do the same thing. And first of all, why are we paying for it? If you get somebody who's a good administrator, they say, okay, get rid of this agency, have all of these things done by the same agency. So you can make comments on this. Go to the USDA at, I think it's gov, what is it, something.gov. USDA.gov. Yeah, yep. Right, exactly. Hi, Phil. Enjoy yourself in Puerto Rico. Thanks for being here.